This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, oh, if they had a been like me,
it's like that, and that's the way it should be.
It most certainly is, and a very warm welcome to one and all once again on this fabulous Tuesday evening. We're late in November. We're starting to think about Christmas. If you just missed the news, you will have not heard that the government are allowing three households to mix between the 23rd and the 27th of December to form a bubble to achieve something like a more normal Christmas than we were looking at certainly a few weeks back. So there's some relatively good news in amongst all the good vaccine news, although how long it takes to roll out and logistically get all over the world, who knows? But things looking a little bit brighter at the very least, and certainly they are on the show that goes like this tonight with me, Ben Simmons. It's great to have you along. Now, I studied extensively the wacky holidays that occur on the 24th of November, and let's be honest, it was a bit of a letdown. There was not an extensive list. There was nothing particularly ridiculous. And I thought, I don't want to base a radio show this week on any wacky holidays, because yes, when there aren't enough on the actual day, I can go to the month, but it was just bordering on insane, the ones for the month. There were about 50 different monthly awareness holidays. I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. And then it occurred to me, something happened on last week's show which perturbed me, and and it led me to think of an idea for this entire show tonight. So what on earth is it all about? Well, I played a song on last week's show where we were embracing the ridiculous, embracing all kinds of crazy songs and sort of joke songs that have done relatively well chart-wise or achieved some sort of notoriety some way or another. And after my extensive research on last week's show, I discovered that Can We Fix It by Bob the Builder is one of the biggest selling singles of all time in the UK. Now, it's not that high up on the list, 156 on the list. But when you bear in mind only 178 singles ever since the beginning of the charts have ever sold over a million copies. And yes, this all gets skewed these days with streaming, which has caused problems for people trying to work out all-time big-selling songs in the charts, because now streams count towards it. But this is just going by physical sales and downloads. And only 178 singles have ever sold over a million copies in the UK. So it's no mean feat that Bob the Builder's Can We Fix It reached number 156. But I thought, how about I give you a countdown of the surprising songs in this list? And yes, it's subjective. Maybe everybody won't necessarily agree with me, but I've picked out some songs in the list of biggest selling singles in the UK of all time, physical sales and downloads. And you may or may not know, but we're not going to play any of the top four. Number one on the biggest selling of all time is Elton John's Candle in the Wind 97, paired with Something About the Way You Look Tonight, which was released in 1997 after the death of Princess Diana and has sold something like 5 million copies in the UK, 33 million copies all over the world. It's the second biggest selling song of all time all over the world, behind White Christmas by Bing Crosby, which has sold over 50 million. So we won't be playing that because it's not a surprise. Everybody knows when you think about it. That sold an awful lot of copies. Likewise, Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid, the second biggest selling single of all time in the UK. And Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody is third on the list, Wings, Mull of Kintyre, is fourth on the list. I'm going to stop there, and we're going to hear some surprising songs from this list. That is what I am doing. And I'm starting with 150. So whether or not you're really surprised by it, you know, that's not really for me to say. But I was surprised that some of these songs were in the list and were at the positions they're in. Remember, only 178 singles ever have achieved over a million sales in the UK. That's ever. It's crazy to even make it onto this list. It's unbelievable. And when you hear some of them, particularly ones that are quite high up on the list as well, you'll be impressed. So, at number 150 on the list, can you guess what's coming? Elton John and Kiki D.
Don't go.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic track to get us started there then. Elton John and Kiki D from 1976. Don't Go, Breaking My Heart. In the biggest selling UK singles of all time, it's number 150, which sounds quite a way back from the top, but there have only been 178 songs that have ever sold over a million copies. So it sold over a million in the UK alone and is one of that elite band. Impressive stuff. Reached number one in Australia, Canada, France, Ireland, New Zealand, South Africa, the UK and the US and Zimbabwe. Don't forget Zimbabwe. Only number eight in Austria though, not so keen on it there. Number five in Norway, number three in Sweden. Scandinavia was okay with it, but didn't absolutely love it. Elton John and Kiki D, number 150. I know what you're thinking. Why don't you do a bit of a jump, Ben? All right, I will. Not straight out of the studio or out of a window or off of a long bridge. Oh, no, I'm sticking around till 8 o'clock tonight. But now we're going to play number 131 on the biggest selling UK singles of all time list. What on earth could it be? Well, let's head back to the late 1980s, where I was just starting to really enjoy music. I was starting to want to go out with friends in an evening. I was starting to go to the likes of fairgrounds and kind of places that you think you want to go before you go to pubs, really. I wasn't old enough for that. When I would go out with friends, this song would be playing absolutely everywhere for about certainly a year, probably 18 months. A lot of people got a lot of airplay out of it. Number 131 on the all-time list. Riding High, Ride On Time, Black Box. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was the classic Ride on Time from Black Box back in the late 80s. Some interesting information about that track, actually, that you may not know. It was written and produced by an Italian production team, Groove Melody, comprising Daniele Davoli, Mirko Limoni and Valerio Semplici. Daniele Davoli visited New York and bought a 12-inch a cappella of Love Sensation, the 1980 single by Lolita Holloway, planning to use it to create mashups. And in Italy, he was introduced to samplers. He used a sample of Love Sensation on that track and caused some issues, I think it's fair to say, because Dan Hartman had written Love Sensation and asked for a third of the royalties of Black Box Ride on Time. And although they initially balked at that offer, they discovered later that Dan Hartman could have asked for 100% of the royalties. And Daniele Davoli said Dan Hartman was a true gentleman for only asking for a third. But what about this, though? So the sample was Lolita Holloway, they had to, after negotiations worsened with the companies trying to decide who actually owned the rights to the song and the copyright issues, etc., the label BMG asked Black Box to remix the song with a replacement vocal. And within a week, they withdrew the single and released a new version. And the replacement vocalist was Heather Small, who at the time was only a session vocalist, later to become the lead singer of M People. And according to Daniele Davoli, BMG was secretive about her identity, even with Black Box, saying it was a singer doing them a favour. Someone who hadn't released any music yet was a big priority for BMG in the future. And the label refused to confirm that was Heather Small, even after M People became successful. So you may have a version of Black Box's Ride on Time with Lolita Holloway's original sample, but then that got taken off of sale and deleted, and a new version was recorded with Heather Small on the vocal. I did not know that until doing exhaustive research for this programme. You can't say it's not interesting here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. As ever, if you want to drop me a line or get in touch, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and on my personal Ben Simmons profile as well, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And don't forget, you can join the webcam feed on Mixcloud by going to Mixcloud Live and searching for Phoenix FM. You'll see our logo. Click the link and you get the feed straight into the studio. And a big hello to Ron Wilmot and to Paul Milton as well, who are tuned in, who are there on Mixcloud. You don't have to have a Mixcloud account. You can see what's going on without doing. If you do have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat on the right of the video in the chat box on Mixcloud's website. So we recommend you get in touch one way or another. It'd be lovely to hear from you and give you a shout out on this programme. Right, we're moving up then to 119 on the list of biggest selling UK singles of all time. What is coming? Well, it was a popular song, another one that I enjoyed, mid-90s, possibly early 90s even. They were a 90s phenomenon, although they've stayed around for quite a while, although they're getting slightly smaller as the decades progress. But after a brief hiatus, they came back for good. It's Take That.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of your emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right at home.
Back for Good by Take That on their third studio album, Nobody Else, in 1995. Allegedly, according to Gary Barlow, written in 15 minutes. Did pretty well, all things considered, for 15 minutes of his time to begin with. Topped the charts in the UK and in 31 countries around the world, including Australia, Canada, Denmark, Germany, Ireland, Norway and Spain. Only reached number 7 in the US. Didn't make the top 5 in Zimbabwe. Sorry to Gary Barlow and Take That. But an incredibly successful track, I'm sure you will agree, and made it to 119 on the biggest selling UK singles of all time. Another jump now, and we're going to go to number 99 on the list. So we're inside the top 100. And can you guess what on earth could be coming? That's what I feel is the entertaining factor about tonight's show, trying to work out where on earth we're going. Remember, I'm intending to try and surprise you with some of the songs in this list. I'm not going to play the more obvious ones that people may think about when you think about the biggest selling singles of all time in the UK. And yes, we may have heard about popular ones with streaming. I think this list I'm going by doesn't really include streaming. So you don't get many things past about 2014 on this list because streaming's not included. But here is a track that doesn't worry about streaming. It made it to 99 on the list. It's the first one that I'm playing tonight that is very, very closely linked with a movie. As soon as you hear the intro, you'll know the movie, you'll know the song, you'll love it, you'll think of marshmallows. We'll be right back.
strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Ghostbusters!
I'm afraid of no ghosts. I hear it likes to guess. I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and a big hello to Lee Waddingham, who I know is out there listening. I hope your ears are satisfied, Lee Waddingham. He loved the Heather Small fact that I hit you with earlier, and therefore he said he wants to know, what have you done today to make you feel proud? He's asking me directly. I like that. Nice work. When I think back to my entire day, one of the best things I've done was the exhaustive research for this show, Lee. But also, I took my van for an MOT this morning and it passed. So I was kind of proud of the van rather than myself. But I was quite happy with the logistical arrangements of getting my wife to come with me in a support vehicle so I could leave the van there, come home again, and then getting her to drive me back to the van when it was ready a couple of hours later. There was negotiations that had to take place. It did involve offering lattes, and all was successful in the end. The lovely Hayley Jane was quite happy about that, everything. So, yes, van has passed. Van is okay. Wife had coffee. Wife is happy. wife is excited about Bake Off coming up tonight. Actually, I am as well. It's the final, isn't it, of Bake Off tonight. Who is going to win? Maybe we should have done a segment on that. Maybe we can still squeeze in a segment of that. A cake-like segment of Bake Off, if you like. I'm going to stop rambling and get on to carrying on with this countdown. Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters there, 1984. I went to see that in the cinema, which means I must have been... Did I see it in the cinema or a video afterwards? I'm sure it had a PG rating, so you could go with a parent. And I remember whenever I saw it, whether it was in the cinema or at home later on video, I was utterly terrified by the opening of Ghostbusters, where there's the friendly, seemingly friendly ghost in the library, and then it turns around and runs at the camera and attacks somebody. Absolutely terrified, but I was about 8 or 9 at the time. Right, well, what can I tell you about the Ghostbusters track? Well, apparently, according to Ray Parker Jr., he was approached by the film's producers to create a theme song, and he only had a few days to do so, and the film's title seemed impossible to include in any lyrics that would rhyme with any meaning. But when watching television late at night, he saw a cheap commercial for a local service that reminded him the film had a similar commercial featured for the fictional business, and that inspired him to write the song as a pseudo advertising jingle that a business could have commissioned as a promotion. There you go, bit of background on Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters. So what is coming up next? Well, we're coming forward in time, and when you think about some of the classic tracks on here, we've had an opening one from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, back to the 80s. Obviously, they've had the longevity. They've had the chance to sell a lot of copies. Here's one from only, what is it, about 11, 12 years back? Still done pretty well, though, and you have to say she's one of the biggest recording artists in the world right now, with her second single, Poker Face, on this list, making it to number 94 in the biggest UK selling singles of all time. It's Gaga.
Promises, promises. Check this hand, 'cause I'm marvelous.
Carry my.
poker face, poker face. Poker face, poker face. Poker face, poker face.
Does she like blackjack though?
Phoenix FM.
Lady Gaga and Poker Face, a huge track on the all-time biggest selling tracks of all time in the UK, to give it its official title on the countdown. And Poker Face made it to number 94 on the list. And it was released in 2008 from her debut studio album, The Fame. And has done incredibly well, critically and in the charts all over the world. Number one in Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Ireland. Shall I keep going through alphabetical countries? Mexico, Netherlands, Norway. All these countries, number one. Romania, Slovakia, yes, Sweden, Switzerland, UK and the US. No mention of Zimbabwe, though. Don't know what's gone on there. I like finding the countries where it didn't do so well. And you have to say Asia. Weren't going to let it be number one. Japan just reached number four. South Korea, it just reached number seven. But very, very popular, all about bisexuality and a tribute to some of Gaga's more rock and roll boyfriends, apparently. There you have it. So, yes, right, well, we're getting into this list now, aren't we? We've reached number 94, so it's time to step forward. Only seven places to number 87. Ask yourself, does this next track really deserve to be number 87 on the list of biggest selling singles in the UK? Of all time, number 87. Would it be a tragedy if it was any higher? Come on, you know the moves, you know you want to do it. It's a classic. It's Steps.
You are not in a lost and known.
Steps classic.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Tragedy, released quite a few years back now, by Pete Waterman, Four Steps, and reached number one in the UK, and has done well. I don't know if you can say critically well, but it's certainly become a bit of a dance floor anthem over the years. And yeah, apparently Pete Waterman had that sat in a drawer and didn't give it to the band Steps for quite a while, then gave it to them, and it achieved big success in the UK and New Zealand, where it reached number one. And yeah, other countries not so popular. Number one in New Zealand and the UK. Australia at number 10, Belgium number 8 was its highest point, Greece number 10, Netherlands number 22. They didn't want to know in Holland, did they? But despite being number 1 in New Zealand, only sold just over 10,000 copies there. Number 1 in the UK, 1.2 million. Incredible. So well done to Steps. And well done to everyone that learnt the dance for Tragedy. I've told the story before on this programme, but I was forced to do that under a spotlight in a nightclub in Leeds when I was at university. You'll have to ask me another time. I can't really go into it now. Otherwise, I might need a little bit more counselling. Right, time to move on. Steps and Tragedy, number 87 in the list of UK biggest selling singles of all time. But what about number 80? Well, a bit of a surprise, a bit of a newer track as well. Can you tell what's coming from this intro? Quite a nice melodic track, this, with a nice vocal. And yeah, number 80, biggest selling single of all time. I was surprised that this was that high. People have forgotten about it now, haven't they? It's Passenger. Time to Let Her Go.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see you when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. You are
it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
Phoenix FM.
Nice a cappella end there from Passenger and Let Her Go. Number 80 on the biggest selling UK singles of all time. 8080. Not 18, we're not quite that high yet. But that did incredibly well all over the world as well. Number one in Australia, Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic, or Czechia as it is now, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Luxembourg, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway. Shall I keep going? Go on then. Romania, yeah, number one there. Sweden, Switzerland, and UK and US as well. And Venezuela. Again, no sign of Zimbabwe, but Venezuela made it there. Well done to Passenger. This is still the show that goes like this. I am Ben Simmons. This is a countdown of some of the more surprising entries on the UK biggest selling singles of all time list. And, yeah, people kind of forget about that song. When you think about big selling singles in the UK, yeah, you got your Bohemian Rhapsodies, your Candle in the Wind, your Band-Aid and all that gubbins. Nobody thinks of Passenger being in the top 100 with Let Her Go, all the way at number 80. Rather impressive. Here's another great track that you might not necessarily think of as a huge seller. Number 72 on this list. We're getting quite a lot higher now. You know, you're getting to be 100 better than Bob the Builder almost, which is quite impressive by anyone's standards. So, with All of Me, should we have a little bit of a certain legend called John.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. Distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all. And all your edges, all your
when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Imperfections. Give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
John Legend and All of Me, number 72 on the countdown of the UK's biggest selling singles of all time. Again, did incredibly well, that track, all over the world. Number one in Australia, four in Austria, three in Belgium, three in the Czech Republic, two in Denmark, five in Finland, eight in Italy. Didn't make it to number one in a lot of places. Ireland it did, Netherlands it did, Portugal it did, Romania it did, Slovenia it did, Sweden, Switzerland, yes, lots of places, as well as the UK. Sold incredibly high number of copies all over the world for John Legend. Right, moving on again, we're stepping forward to a dance track that I absolutely love whenever I hear this track. I appreciate that in the mid-90s, when I heard it for the first time, it had been kind of remixed already from the original, but this is a brilliant version. And you can't fail to enjoy it. You'll know when it kicks in.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey through sounds.
Here it goes, a little something like this.
They even do their own intro for a DJ. Run DMC versus Jason Nevin.
Yeah.
this out. Check this out.
FM.
And that was one of my favourite tracks, Run DMC versus Jason Nevins, It's Like That. Run DMC's original, released in 1983, the Jason Nevins remix version in 1997, and that did a lot better commercially all over the world. I like the fact that it was versus Jason Nevins, not featuring or in association with or remixed by. I kind of like that. Run DMC versus Jason Nevins. Don't quite know why they decided on those lyrics, that method of, you know, splitting up who's produced it, who's done the original or whatever. But very good. Number one in Australia, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Ireland, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Switzerland, the UK, and only number, what is it on the Billboard charts? 38 on the Billboard charts in America. A little bit disappointing there for the old Jason Nevins, I'm sure. But yeah, fantastic. Great track and always good to listen to. Now then, I have a bit of a problem with the next track. Again, I think I've talked about this before. Firstly, I was very surprised to find that this next track we're going to feature is number 59 on the biggest selling songs of all time in the UK. You know, there's only 58 songs ever been released that have sold more than this. I've got to tell you what it is, because it's All Saints. All Saints, Never Ever, is number 59 on this list. It was a big surprise to me. I'm sure it'll be a big surprise to many of you listening out there. And it's always upset me that it opens with the line, "A few questions that I need to know." No, you don't need to know some questions. You need to know the answers to some questions. And, you know, it wouldn't even have been difficult. A few questions that I need to know. A few answers that I need to get. You know, just change the lyric a little bit. How you could ever hurt me. Now I'm wet. No, it doesn't work. I've ruined it. Okay, I can see it was a problem, but yeah, a few questions that I need to know the answers to. I'm going to do it when the track starts. You're going to see what happens. Here's All Saints, number 59, really.
A few questions that I need to know
the answers to.
How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention? Or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face, or even on the phone. You can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I never treat you right? Did I always start the fight? Either way, I'm going out of my mind. All the answers to my questions I have to find.
My head's spinning. Boy, I'm in a daze. I feel isolated. Don't wanna commute.
my mind. You got my conscience asking questions that I can't find. I'm not crazy. I'm sure I ain't done nothing wrong. No, I'm just waiting. 'Cause I heard that this feeling won't last.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, not only content with driving us grammar wardens mad with a few questions that I need to know, but you got my conscience asking questions that I can't find the answers to. Finish the sentence. Come on, All Saints. Eddie Bushell in Norfolk pointed that out. Last week's Legend of the Week, multiple Legend of the Week award winner, a man who should be listened to, definitely. Yes, he, like me, aghast at some of the lack of grammar in the All Saints song. We have just been debating on the Facebook Messenger service how you deal with correct grammar if it doesn't fit with the rhythm of the song. Who knows the best way to go about fixing it? I remember working this out when I first started listening to All Saints and Never Ever, but it does take the melody from Amazing Grace. If you hadn't realised that, try singing that with it next time you hear Never Ever. And they match up pretty well. That'd be a weird mashup, wouldn't it? Amazing Grace, never ever have I ever felt... No, I'm not going to do it. Anyway, yes, surprising to me that that was number 59 on the list of biggest selling UK singles of all time. Possibly more surprising that this is number 50. It's kind of a joke track, kind of encourages poor morals, I think. No one should ever advocate cheating on a partner. And if you're discovered cheating, you know, what's the best thing to do? Apologise, deal with it, you know, act like adults, deal with the fallout and the aftermath. Not according to Shaggy. Oh, no. Just say it wasn't you. I've literally just seen you doing it. Wasn't me. Could be cloning. Your eyes could be wrong. Anyway, it wasn't me, but it was me that played this right now.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both club making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I'm the woman access to your villa? Trespass on a weakness, all of you clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both club making love on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
Action was said, action really not a right for bits. I never used to see you make the jig a low flex. I saw the else favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole lot of things from the past. All the little evidence, you better know the mass. Quick by your hands, no open talk. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No, wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both club making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me. Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all. If you tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. It's classic. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both club-making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just think about the morals in that song for a moment. So, my girl walked in and saw me making love to someone else. What am I going to do? Say it wasn't you. I don't think... I mean, you can sing it as much as you like, Shaggy, in the chorus of that song. it's never going to work. It's never going to actually get you off, is it? What did I just see in there? No, it wasn't me. You've just come out, pulling your trousers up. No, wasn't me. Didn't do it. Didn't do anything. Oh, okay, darling. Well, let's go to Sainsbury's then. That would never happen. Shaggy featuring Rick Rock. No. Wonder what ever happened to Rick Rock. Did he become The Rock? Did he become Rick Moranis? I think Rick Moranis was around before Rick Rock. Anyway, time to move on, I'm sure we could all agree. And whether you're outraged or not that track reached number 50 in the biggest selling UK singles of all time, what about this next one? Well, I'm particularly pleased about this next one, going right back to the 60s once again. 1965, when this track was released. It's the oldest track left in this countdown on tonight's show. And I particularly like the fact it's recorded by one of my heroes, someone who isn't really associated with singing particularly. Someone who's well known as an incredible comedian, very sadly no longer with us. Amazing longevity, had an amazing career, recorded this and made it to number 41 on the list of biggest selling UK singles of all time. With Tears, it's Ken Dodd.
Tears for souvenirs are all you left me. Memories of a love you never meant. I just can't believe you could forget. After all those happy hours we spent, tears have been my only consolation. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. My only consolation, but tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of
Phoenix FM.
Absolutely brilliant. Tears from Ken Dodd, released way back in 1965 and has sold over 1.5 million copies in the UK. Did reach as high as 39 on the biggest selling singles of all time and has since dropped back to 41. Still quite impressive. There are only 40 songs that have ever been released in the UK that have sold more copies than Tears by Ken Dodd. Absolutely incredible. Was first recorded by Rudy Valley in 1929, but it was Ken who made it famous in 1965. Was also number one in Ireland as well as the UK. Right, moving on. Time to get a little bit funkier. After that, we've had a lovely ballad from Ken Dodd. Let's get ready to dance again. Here's another track you can't fail to enjoy, particularly if you're me. You all know it from the intro. Mick Jagger went to my school. Don't know if I move like him. I lived in the same town as him. Maroon 5.
Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, then aim for my heart. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You wanted control, so we waited. I put on a show. Now I'm naked. You say I'm a kid. My ego is bare. I don't give a shit. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me to your junk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, it's flying by for me tonight. I guess it is for you guys listening in as well. That is the 36th biggest selling single of all time in the UK. Maroon 5 and Moves Like Jagger, an absolute classic. I do love listening to it. I can't believe that we've already reached number 36 on the list. I can't believe we've only got 35 minutes left to squeeze in the other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or so tracks. Remember, we're not dealing with the top four. I thought number 5 was a bit of a surprise. There's certainly one or two tracks still to come that are very surprising that they feature so highly in the biggest selling tracks of all time in the UK. Moves Like Jagger did very well commercially, though, reaching number 2 in Australia, 1 in Austria, 1 in Canada, 1 in Denmark, Finland, Hungary, Ireland, Lebanon. That hasn't featured much on the countdowns tonight, has it? Mexico, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Russia. That hasn't featured much. Slovakia, South Korea. They didn't shun it in Asia. They enjoyed it as well. Sweden, the US and the UK. and Venezuela. Zimbabwe's long gone now. We've not counted anything from Zimbabwe for quite a while. But, yeah, another hugely successful track, originally released back in 2011. 9 years ago. Seems like it ought not to be that long, Moves Like Jagger. And yes, it is absolutely true. Mick Jagger went to Dartford Grammar School. I went there. Probably some 35, 40 years later than Mick. And we used to... The school's policy was you'd have textbooks and you'd write your name in the book, keep it for a year and then give it back. And then, bear in mind, I went to school in the late 80s, early 90s. You'd get a textbook and it'd have 3 years before Mick Jagger's name in it. And you're like, yes, it wasn't here 3 years ago. Someone's faked it. Nobody had any of Mick Jagger's original textbooks. Although if Mick's listening and wants to corroborate that story, please get in touch in the usual ways. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, Ben Simmons' personal profile as well, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can email us, radio@phoenixfm.com. Don't forget, you can see the webcam feed live and see what's going on in the studio on Mixcloud Live. Search on Mixcloud for Phoenix FM, you'll see the link to our studio feed, and you can actually see me, see what's going on, and if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat on the side as well. Absolutely marvellous. Right then, now we're up to number 29 coming up in this countdown, biggest selling UK tracks of all time. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about this next one. It's a sporting related track. And I did some work for a company that provided mascots. I don't mean necessarily sporting mascots, but basically anything that wasn't owned by Disney, this company had the license to create a life-size version of it. For instance, Bart Simpson, Bob the Builder, Scooby-Doo, Peppa Pig, all those kind of things. And there were a limited number of costumes that I actually fit, because they're very sort of height-specific as to which ones you can fit and do justice to. And at the time, the England football team had three blue lion mascots they were using to help promote the England football team to children. And I fit one of these lions and I stood on the halfway line at Old Trafford when England played Sweden in a friendly in 2001. And the crowd started singing this song. And I think it's fair to say the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, even though I was dressed as a big blue lion. It was a truly wonderful experience. I think the game ended in a draw. And I remember being told to keep away from Robbie Fowler in the warm-up because he might punch the Lions.
I think it's bad news for the English game.
Certainly would be.
We're not creative enough. We're not positive enough.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming.
We'll go on getting back. It's all getting back. It's all getting back. It's all getting back.
It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
Everyone seems to know the score. They've seen it all before. They just know, they're so sure that England's gonna throw it away, gonna blow it away. But I know they can play, 'cause I remember three lights on the shirt. Jules Rimet still gleaming, 30 years of hurt.
So many jokes, so many sneers, but all those old souvenirs weigh you down through the years.
But I still see that tackle by Moore, and when Lineker scored, Bobby belting the ball, and nobody dancing three lights on the shirt. Jules Rimet still gleaming, 30 years of hurt, never stop me dreaming.
Then, but it could be again. It's coming, football's coming home. It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming. Football's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming. Football's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming. Football's coming home, it's coming.
Don't care what you say, that is the best football song of all time.
Phoenix FM.
A lot of people like World in Motion by New Order, but that is classic and has been adopted by crowds, by the England national team, by everybody associated with England, whatever they're performing in a tournament. I was working in a school during the World Cup in Russia, and it was the semi-final about to be played. I was working in a school that day, and we were talking about it, and about a 12-year-old girl just went, "It's coming home, mate." So, you know, someone who certainly wasn't alive when that came out in 1996. Then there's been other reiterations of it, 1998 version, wasn't there? But that was the original from Badil and Skinner, and The Lightning Seeds, a classic track, a brilliant song. Something that football fans, English football fans, most certainly will enjoy. Right, so that was number 29 on the list. We're moving to number 25. Bearing in mind the success this artist has had recently, I thought the surprise of this was this is her highest entry in the biggest selling UK singles of all time. That's what surprised me. Nothing higher for Adele than Someone Like You. Still a great track, still something to be enjoyed. Go on, Adele. Over to you, love.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't
couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
Phoenix FM.
Number 25, UK biggest selling single of all time, Adele and Someone Like You. Yes, she's been extremely successful for quite a few years now, but that is her highest entry on the list. That's what surprised me. Now, you know when sometimes you hear the intro to a track you've never heard before, and you just know you're going to love it, and you just know it's going to be a huge hit. Sure, many of us felt that when we first heard Do 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 Do. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. If you're downtown, time to go uptown.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Like a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
feel something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freaked and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch. Come on. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a track. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. Released back in 2014. And for the entire of 2015, it was the biggest selling song of the year. In Australia, Belgium, Canada, Israel, New Zealand, the UK and the US. Hugely, hugely successful track. Now, speaking of a song where you hear it, you instantly know it's going to be successful and you feel it's deserving of its success. Fair enough. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, number 21 on the list. This next song, number 16 on the list. Just let's take this into account. Number 16 on the list of the biggest selling UK singles of all time. Number 16 has got to be amazing, right? There are only 15 tracks that have ever been released that have sold more than this. I literally cannot believe it. This is the biggest surprise of the evening for me. 16 on this list... It's Aqua and Barbie Girl.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
Go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. I'm a blonde bimbo girl in the fantasy world. Dress me up, make it tight, I'm your dolly.
You're my doll, rock and roll. Feel the glamour and pink. Kiss me here, touch me there. Bang.
Phoenix FM.
How on earth did that get to the giddy heights of number 16 on this countdown tonight? I literally have no idea. Apparently, that was released back in the 90s, wasn't it? Or 2000. And Mattel, the manufacturer of the Barbie doll, sued Aqua's record label MCA, claiming that that song turned Barbie into a sex object. There was a lot of litigation between the two parties, which concluded with a court of appeal judge from the Supreme Court in the United States advising both parties to chill. Quite like that. Anyway, it all ended up amicably, and apparently about 9 years later, Mattel released a series of adverts using the song in their promotional material, so it must have got resolved. Anyway, unbelievably successful track, Barbie Girl. Right, moving on to number 12 in this countdown. Again, when you think of the body of work this artist has had, for this to be his highest entry is possibly a little bit strange. But he likes using the phone, doesn't he? Old Stevie Wonder.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup, candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just
FM.
Classic Stevie Wonder there then, surprisingly to me, only number 12 on the list. Well, that isn't really the surprise. The surprise was there was nothing else from his body of work that high in the list. Yeah, right. Well, we're getting to the very nitty-gritty of tonight's countdown now. We got to number 12. Remember, only going high as number 5, because I wasn't too surprised by the others. But this, the penultimate track, is number 8 on the list, and it's quite a recent track. To think it's number 8 on the all-time UK biggest-selling singles, it's rather impressive. Let's get happy with Pharrell.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Pharrell and Happy from the soundtrack to Despicable Me 2, doing incredibly well, number 8 on the biggest selling songs in the UK of all time. So just to remind you, in case you didn't know, number 1 is Elton John, Candle in the Wind, 1997. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, is number 2. Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody is number 3. Wings and Mull of Kintyre is number 4. So what have I been building us up to then? Well, we've had all kinds of tracks tonight, some big surprises, I certainly think, with regards to their placings in the biggest selling songs in the UK of all time list. So number 5 then, when you think of all those classics that are slightly higher than it, I was very surprised by this. A few songs from the Grease soundtrack have done pretty well in terms of selling highly in the UK, and we're about to hear one of them now, but what on earth is coming up? Well, before I play it, remember I will be back at exactly the same time next week, so tune in then. And also Rob Harvey coming up with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock, so stick around for Rob as well. Well, we all love John Travolta, we all love Olivia Newton-John, we all love Grease. I guess it's time to confirm for everybody, in case you weren't sure, that number 5 on this list we've been counting down to is You're the One That I Want. See you soon.
Sandy?
Tell me about it, Stud.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing.
What?